Many could lose food stamps under rules that change starting today. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Food stamps, formerly the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, presents as a plastic card worth about $6 a person per day for groceries. $194 a month is the max. But starting today, there are changes that mean millions of the poorest Americans could lose these benefits. Sally Herships reports.
Your time is up. If you've been using SNAP for 3 months, you may hear that soon. Dottie Rosenbaum is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
Most of our safety net is geared towards families with children or seniors and people with disabilities who can't work.
She says the time limit can affect adults with no kids who work less than 20 hours a week. For some of them, the clock started ticking down at the beginning of the year.
No matter how hard they're looking for a job or are willing to participate in a job training program, they lose their SNAP after 3 months.
Rosenbaum says for the first time since the recession, the time limit for benefits will be returning in about half the country. Triada Stampas is with the Food Bank for New York City. She says food pantries may not be able to keep up.
Charity is no substitute for policy.
Stampas says up to 45,000 New York State residents stand to lose their benefits.
Over the course of a year, that'll be a loss of 26 million meals.
The USDA, which oversees the program, says it doesn't have an estimate of how many individuals may be affected. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Teachers in America's third largest school district are on strike for the day today. They want to draw attention to the terrible financial situation in Chicago's public school system, Nova Safo reports.
Chicago's public school finances are grim. The district's credit rating has been slashed, and it's almost $7 billion in debt.
Effectively, the district is bankrupt.
Terry Mazzani was interim chief of Chicago Public Schools a few years ago.
These challenges have been decades in the making.
For years, the district did not make pension contributions and now owes more than $9 billion. Chicago's teachers want the state to come to the rescue, but Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner has other ideas.
That bankruptcy reorganization be an option for Chicago schools if they need to.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has rejected that idea, but he's also been critical of the teachers' walkout.
I appreciate and stand with teachers in opposition to what our state's doing. I ask you not to take it out on our children and their education.
There remains no clear resolution in sight because Illinois state government is stuck in a political stalemate. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Here's something we haven't been talking about much here in 2016. Stocks launching for the first time. Initial public offerings have slowed to the slowest trickle since the first part of 2009, that annus horribilis that followed the 2008 financial collapse. DealLogic crunched those numbers. The Wall Street Journal says analysts are watching this but have no solid explanation, given that stock prices have recovered from their bad patch. The weak IPO market is seen, however, as a warning sign for the stock market. It is a bit of a mystery why, but a Chinese insurance company has now thrown in the towel and is dropping its bid for the hotel conglomerate Starwood. That means Marriott will buy Starwood, which is Sheraton, Westin, W Hotels, Aloft, and more. Here, we occasionally consult a fellow who's developed a passion for getting deals using funny money, those points that accumulate from airlines, car rentals, credit cards, and hotel stays. So what's this mean to a guy like Mark Orlowski, who has to stay in these hotels? Mark, got a strategy for this?
Use the points. There's an expression amongst folks that collect frequent flyer miles and points called earn and burn. These points only go in one direction. They devalue. And so it's not a safe investment to hold them for the long term.
All right. So you've been on the program before talking about strategies with car rentals, frequent flyer points for the actual flights. Give me a hand here if you want to use points for rooms, for accommodation.
The value of hotel points can vary widely. You know, 40,000 points, let's say, with Marriott might get you a self-service hotel, say, by the airport in Hartford, whereas 40,000 points with Starwood might get you a luxury suite at a resort in Hawaii. It's important to think about that when these types of mergers come up, because if points from Starwood are combined with points with Marriott, those points may become quite a little bit less valuable if they decide to convert those Starwood points into Marriott points at a less favorable rate.
But overall, Mark, what you're saying is don't just let those accumulated hotel points sit there. The rules could be changing, and if there's an opportunity to use them, use them.
Absolutely. And it depends on how much you travel. But definitely shop around, because sometimes there's other websites, for example, Priceline or Hotwire, have these what they call sort of opaque inventory systems, and where they show you the neighborhood a hotel is in, how many stars it is, but they don't actually tell you what hotel it is. And the only way you can discover what hotel is actually sort of available is by actually putting in a bid and committing to purchase that room without knowing what hotel that actually is.
In your experience, have you ended up generally with a hotel room that has pleased you when you didn't know which brand you were buying?
Overall, I've probably spent 100 or 200 nights over the last decade in rooms that I booked with Priceline and Hotwire, and I've probably saved easily sort of $10,000 over the years for my nonprofit, and some of it personally for vacations. You know, just last night I stayed in Midtown Manhattan. You would expect a room would cost $200 or $300 per night, and I looked it up, and actually the Sheraton I stayed at was about $250 a night. I paid $75.
Here with our room service, Mark Orlowski, whose day job is executive director and founder of the Sustainable Endowments Institute. That's a nonprofit, so he tries to keep his business travel costs down. Mark, thank you.
You're welcome, David.
And Tesla today starts taking pre-orders for its cheaper electric car. The Model 3 starts at $35,000, which is a similar price to a Honda Accord coupe with all the bells and whistles. Four doors, five seats. It looks kind of cool, almost Jaguarian from an angle. Tesla claims it can go 215 miles on a charge. Let me know where you get the electricity for it. Wind, solar, nuclear, natural gas, or coal. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.